Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You ready for some Browns odds here? You want to hear some Browns odds?
Sure.
Courtesy of BetOnline.ag. Aaron Rodgers team week one 2025, if not the Jets. Browns are 8-1.
So they're 8-1.
You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
Because the assumption is that the Browns are just going to try and make another splash.
Yeah, why not?
Even though the guy can't play.
These are belly flops. These
Turn
aren't splashes.
Turn that music back on.
Yeah.
These Turn those machines and that music back on. Let's go.
I can't sit here and...
Yes, you can. And yes, you will. Come on. Yeah, baby. I opened up that email this morning. I go, oh, this is going on the air. Yeah, this is going to be said. This is going to be said on the radio.
How pumped up, though, would a faction of the Browns fan base be?
What do you mean by that, Tone?
Just Aaron Rodgers to the Browns.
Oh.
What this offense is going to be.
Never mind.
Like, because...
A faction.
We knew there was really nothing.
I thought NWO when you said faction.
We really knew there was no basis for anybody to really think Deshaun Watson coming off that surgery was going to be great this year. But yet, a huge part of the fan base was locked in before the season started.
Yeah, they were.
And thought he was going to be amazing. So there's always going to be that. If tomorrow you said Aaron Rodgers, he's your quarterback of the Browns, those same people who were really, really pumped about Watson... Because of the second half against Baltimore, they'll find some good throws from this year.
Yeah.
And then that same faction will delude themselves into thinking he'd be amazing in that offense.
Yeah. Yeah, they probably would.
So they'll never learn.
No. Las Vegas is 5-2 on the odds to land Aaron Rodgers if he's not with the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants are 7-2 to get Aaron Rodgers because that's what will fix the Giants. Is Aaron Rodgers. The Titans are 5-1. Then the Browns roll in at 8-1. You want to know who's right behind the Browns on these odds? Pittsburgh. I don't think Pittsburgh would want Aaron Rodgers unless he's playing against the Steelers. I don't think they want him even in the city. Would they? Team like Pittsburgh?
Based on what I saw from Russell Wilson yesterday. And by the way, Russell Wilson was really good in terrible conditions against the Browns, I thought. What did you think of Russell Wilson?
Thought it's fine enough.
I thought the vertical passing game.
It feels like it's been 18 weeks since they played that game, so I'm sure he was good. Yeah, good. Fine.
He was 21 of 28.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
I thought he was really good.
okay, let's split hairs again. Fine. He was really good against the Browns.
So I don't understand why it at this point, like, they're bringing back Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't understand that. Packers roll in at 250-1. All right, so that's enough of that. 216-474-0092. By the way, did you see the Cavs had to shut a few people up last night? I was getting some people in the losses to the Hawks that felt like back-to-back. There were some people pushing against, like, Kenny Atkinson and saying that the honeymoon's over and something. Not, guys, I am definitely making a mountain out of a molehill with some of the people that were in my mentions over the weekend. Because I did. I tried to stay off social media as much as I could. They played the Wednesday game. Then they played on Friday. Didn't go their way either of those games. I started to pick up some people going, hey, what's going on with this team? I think you see the bit of the Dean Wade difference, but I think that there were some people who had to be shut up a little bit yesterday with the win over the Boston Celtics. That's all I'm going to say, Tone. That's all I'm going to say about that. 216-474-0092. I don't know if you felt that way with anybody as we get ready for this Browns game coming up.
I'm overall, when it comes to this game tonight, I'm just looking at that offense to continuously, you know, show some progress now, because it's another extended period of time that they've had to get Jameis on the same page. They're finding out what Jameis does really well. They're figuring out the Jerry Jeudy side of things. That's really what I'm looking at most tonight.
Do you think Jameis is playing for 2025 with the Browns? Not just if for his future, but with the Browns?
Yeah, I absolutely think so. I'm kind of excited. I did not think I'd be excited. 2 weeks ago, if you would have told me I was going to be excited about Jameis and the Browns, I would have been like, we're just playing out the string here, aren't we? And that's not the case. Like, I know the Browns aren't going to the playoffs. I know that this has been an underwhelming year again. It's a total failure and all of that. But if Jameis can continue, and I know we've had some people go, come on, guys, we know what Jameis is. I said that 2 weeks ago. He's had 82, 83 starts in the NFL. But what are the options? What are the alternatives? So I need Jameis to play well here down the stretch.
What do we know what Jameis is? Define Jameis right off the top of your head. Now, go.
I think he's a guy who has no qualms putting stress on opposing defenses, testing, being able to hit guys vertically. And he has, I don't know if he's in better shape right now than maybe he had been. He has been pretty damn elusive. He has showed some incredible mobility. I know he's only 30, but he is extending.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Plays. I mean, he's not Deshaun Watson in that regard, but he's been pretty damn impressive, I think.
Well, let me ask you.
His movement in the pocket has really impressed me.
Define Jameis off the top of your head, Owen. I'm going somewhere with this.
He's a duck in water to me. I mean, he does not let things get him down. Like, mistakes don't weigh on him. He just keeps going on to the next thing. I think it's what you got to have on, especially where this team is right now. You've got to have a guy like that can just move on to the next play. It's something that Baker Mayfield did pretty well for a little bit. He had 2019 things weighed on him, but for the most part of his career has just been, hey, on to the next play.
I beat up on Daniel Jones a lot, and I'm going to beat up on Daniel Jones again. Like, if I say we know who Daniel Jones is, I'm going to say that as a negative. Your loaded language, the whole Andy Dalton's backup thing. I'll have that thing, and I'll say that, yeah, that's loaded language. Saying we know who Jameis is, what, a quarterback that can go out and win a football game, might not win the whole thing, might not even approach winning a conference or, excuse me, winning a division, but could possibly, maybe, give you some hope to make the playoffs in 2025. Now, those are strong words to say, but I'll take knowing that other than the great unknown, which is what we all know, but we really don't want to say out loud, especially if he ends up being the quarterback in 2025, because we'll want to lie to ourselves just like we wanted to this year. We know who, if you want to talk about knowing who guys are, do we not know who Deshaun Watson is now? A broken down basket case behind, not even under center, but from the gun. I mean, that's what he is. Guys, he's been hurt the last 2 years in a row. He runs himself into sacks. He's not comfortable here. We can play this game all day. I don't know who DTR is, and frankly, that makes me nervous. Because I don't know what he's going to be from day to day, and that's nothing against him. He's just too young, too green, too so many I don't feel comfortable putting him out there with a team that's supposed to be competitive right now.
I wouldn't bet any money that DTR is some answer for the Browns. However, I did say, you know, like 5 weeks ago, like, yeah, DTR is going to play. They've got to be able to evaluate him. And people are telling me that's the dumbest thing in the world. They're like, guys, he's a fifth-round pick. He's not good.
Well, you can evaluate him in some fashion. I mean, maybe there's some things behind the scenes that he looks good, and they go, hey, we don't want to let this kid go. Okay, fine.
Well, isn't it still so bizarre? What was it? Was it the Cincinnati game that DTR, that they had it reversed all of a sudden?
Yeah.
And Jameis was the emergency quarterback? Yeah. So they were clearly heading in that direction. I do wonder at the end of the year if we're going to get any clarification on that when all is said and done, because that still is very bizarre.
It is bizarre, and my only thought is, my question is he so lean that you don't feel he can withstand the punishment of the NFL?
I don't think so.
Because he is a very slight young man.
They
drafted him in the fifth round. So you could say, I want to get him out there, but if I don't think that he's going to be out there for any modicum of time, like, I know Jameis Winston is a big, big body quarterback who can take shots and can absorb shots. I don't know if DTR can. And that's nothing against him. There's nothing he can do about that. But I'm just trying to be honest about all three quarterbacks we have in this situation. Deshaun Watson isn't moving a buck for Browns fans out there. They are not going to be excited about that in 2025. Jameis might get a chance to get a little bit excited. DTR, I think so many people like him as a fine young man, but I don't think that people are really trusting him past week four. Like, what are we going to do with the quarterback position once he gets hurt? Some of that is probably going to be unfair because I'm guessing on the future, but I think that that's the truth. With Jameis, we quote-unquote, we know what Jameis is. Yeah, we know a guy who's been to the playoffs. We know a guy who's going to have some stupid interceptions. Okay, well, we made one guy a beloved hero of this town last year, and he threw some of the dumbest interceptions in a Browns uniform I've ever seen. And think about how many people that takes into account. And that is no shot at Joe Flacco. But yeah, if you're going to be a good quarterback in this league, yeah, every now and then you're going to put the ball in someone else's hands because you were trying to go for it. And I could respect Joe Flacco for doing it, and damn it, I can respect Jameis Winston for doing it. And I do respect him for doing it. As long as they don't do it too much. As long as they're listening to Kevin Stefanski and Ken Dorsey, for that matter, as long as they don't do it too much, yeah. Because now my discussion is, tomorrow morning, this starts a referendum of, is Jameis my guy for 2025, or do I have to watch bowl games? Or do I have to go back and read the Dane Brugler? Because, hey, you and I have watched all the college football out there. There's a lot of people who haven't. Like, I call out our own on the carpet where they're like, well, the experts say this and that. That means they haven't been watching a lot of college football because of whatever time that they have to it. All right, well, you and I have, and I can come up with opinions all day long on those rookie QBs. Well, Jameis is the guy that we're kind of hoping saves us from that because all the people are telling us that it's not going to be a great class. Tonight's that night. And if they win tonight and you get the 4-8, and then you win next Sunday in Pittsburgh, it would be the first regular season game you won since Bernie in Pittsburgh, so I'd be going nuts on Sunday night
and the end
of Monday morning. But then all of a sudden you're 5-8, you're starting to wonder, all right, can we take a swing at this? Can we actually do this?
Well, he's not.
But first steps first, he's got to impress tonight.
Is he not looking better than Kirk Cousins right now?
He is looking better than Kirk Cousins right now. Yes, he is. Yeah, for this team and for what's owed, yes.